I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
Time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana. The news presented by Barbara Yakubu
and Eugenia Sumedusechi.
In the headlines, IMF expresses confidence in the ability of Ghana's economy to achieve growth despite inflation pressures. Survey to determine and evaluate level of scarcity of critical skills in the economy advocated. Ghana Medical Association to meet tomorrow to consider an offer from government. Chief Justice decries creeping lack of civility in the legal profession, and the International Criminal Court launches investigation into allegations that its staff sexually abuse victims of rape in DR Congo. First, the summary by Eugenia.
The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has expressed confidence in Ghana's economy in spite of inflation pressures. The IMF is therefore projecting a 10% reduction in fiscal deficit for the country this year, with overall growth rate of 8%. These proposals were made known at a media briefing by the IMF in Accra. A survey to determine the level of scarcity of various professions has been launched. This follows a government white paper on guidelines for market premium on single spine pay policy. According to the white paper, market premium would be paid by government to attract and retain critical skills in short supply within the economy. After a series of negotiations, the Ghana Medical Association, GMA, will be meeting tomorrow to consider an offer made by government which may convince the doctors to rescind their decision and call off their strike. And an investigation has been launched into claims that a former staff member of the International Criminal Court sexually abused people he was supposed to protect. The attacks are alleged to have taken place in DR Congo against victims, witnesses and others who may have been in danger because of their interactions with the court.
Radio Ghana, the ultimate news reference. We are reliable. The world listens to our voice.
The International Monetary Fund is projecting a 10% reduction in fiscal deficit for Ghana this year, with overall growth rate of 8%. This was made known at a media briefing in Accra after a 7-member mission from the fund led by Christina Daskin concluded Article 4 consultations in Ghana. Ms. Daskin, in her remarks, said Ghana's growth momentum has continued this year despite rising inflation pressures. She noted that the fund supports government's ambitious transformation agenda and said it can be achieved through lower budget deficits. Mercy Daku reports.
The International Monetary Fund consults with each member government through these contacts known as Article 4 consultations. This affords the fund the opportunity to attempt to assess each country's economic health and make recommendations to forestall future financial problems. The mission led by Ms. Christina Daskin arrived in the country on the 2nd of April. During their stay, they met with the President, Vice President and the Minister of Finance and other key stakeholders. Assessing the health of the economy, Ms. Daskin said, despite Ghana's strong economic potential, it is important that government addresses the challenges in energy and the huge budget deficits. She said the fund strongly supports government's transformation agenda. However, this requires lower budget deficits to contain external pressures and keep debts sustainable.
We believe that successful transformation of the economy will require also a realignment in government spending away from wages and subsidies towards productive infrastructure investment. Now, what we see is that a ballooning wage bill, if that is left untamed, will bring debt to levels that could endanger the government's transformation agenda. The wage bill increased in 2012 by 47%, and while the government is now looking at the factors explaining the increase, these factors have not yet been quantified. In addition, there was also an increase in the deferred wage payments from the single spine salary reform, which were actually twice the level included in the revised budget. So our main recommendation is that we are urging the government to gain control back over the wage bill. And we recommended a thorough audit of the 2012 payroll and welcome the fact that the government has indeed already started.
The Minister of Finance, Setekwe, said government is committed to addressing the current challenges facing the economy.
Mercy Darko reporting.
A survey to determine the level of scarcity of the various professions and critical skills is to be launched. This follows a government white paper on guidelines for market premium on a single spine pay policy. According to the white paper, market premium would be paid by government to attract and retain critical skills in short supply within the economy. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Director of Grievance, Negotiation and Collective Bargaining at the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, Cornelius Yorson, said the market premium would not be negotiable.
Governments would come out with skills that it considers are critical for the attainment of its objectives. These skills that are going to be, there's going to be a survey on to show their levels of scarcity. So we are going to have two conditions. The first condition is that the skill must be critical. But apart from being critical, it must be in short supply. So you can be a critical skill, as for example, an engineer or a doctor, but the survey must show that that skill is in short supply. So a survey will be conducted to find out the levels of scarcity, and the mathematics will be done such that what amount is paid will be dependent on the skills of scarcity determined by the survey.
Does that mean that those who think their skills are critical, but it is not adjudged to be so by whatever study, may not necessarily be part of it?
No. That's why there's going to be a survey, and it is going to be transparent enough for everybody to understand why, though they may be critical, they are not scarce. Or conversely, they may be scarce, but they are not critical.
A labor consultant, Austin Gummy, called for cool heads among the various labor unions and government. He said there should be more education on the market premium to lower the expected level of agitations.
Let us all admit that the fingers are not all the same. There are people who have some knowledge about these things. There are others who also have knowledge about other areas. Let everybody be humble and accept that those who have knowledge about these things, they are not going to be acting as if they only know it. But for the time being, they know it. Let's allow them to guide the conversation so that we can all arrive at a very simple understanding. If a standing joint negotiating committee wants to embark upon education, we need to invite others to assist in the facilitation process. Because if you have a village that the men there marry the women and they don't mix up from other areas, you have only one-sided children.
The Secretary General of the Ghana Federation of Labour, Abraham Kumsen, called for further clarification of what market premium is. He said what is important is a basic pay of every worker and not market premium.
I don't see anything wrong with it. Market premium. What is market premium? My own understanding is that market premium may be paid to, you know, people who have some specialized knowledge about something. Maybe I may be wrong, but that's how I see it. That somebody whose services is needed, and that if he's not, you know, rewarded or considered as a special person who is providing some special services, he may decide to leave the system and go elsewhere and end, you know, very good salary. So if the employer wants to retain the person, then you can negotiate with the person that, okay, then I'll give you so much so that you don't leave me and go. It is an allowance that is given to people who services are needed to, you know, keep the system running. It shouldn't be something that every worker, clerk, liberal, super, or everybody wants market. What is it about? Because your basic salary is what is important. Your minimum, the what you are entitled to as a worker that you have to be paid every month is what is important.
That was the Secretary General of Ghana Federation of Labour, Abraham Kumsin.
The leadership of the Ghana Medical Association, GMA, will meet tomorrow to discuss an offer made by government. The new offer is hoped to be attractive enough to urge the doctors to call off their strike, which has entered its sixth day and is expected to worsen beginning Monday. The details of the new offer have not been disclosed. Doctors in public hospitals nationwide on Monday, the 8th of this month, embarked on a partial withdrawal of services to press home their demand for salary arrears. A threat of a total withdrawal of services is scheduled to commence on Monday if their demands are not fully met. Coincidentally, members of the GMA and the Government Hospital Farmers Association, GOSPA, also withdrew their service to demand the payment of salary arrears and market premium as negotiated by the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission. In a related development, the president of GOSPA, Stephen Kokwey, told the GNA that there has not been any correspondence from government as at the close of work yesterday. He explained there were some discussions with the National Labour Commission, with another one scheduled for Wednesday. He said it will be the outcome of the meeting that will determine whether their position will change or not. He hopes something good comes out on Wednesday so they can go back to work, adding that they cannot hold their patients whom they love so much to ransom.
The Chief Justice, Mrs. Justice Georgina Theodora Wood, has again expressed concern about the increasing lack of civility among lawyers, citing the discussion of cases pending before the courts on the airways and the frequent attacks on judges by lawyers. Mrs. Georgina Wood said such practices bring the legal profession to public ridicule and disrepute. She asked the lawyers to make the pursuit of sound justice their daily pledge. Mrs. Justice Georgina Wood expressed the sentiments at the enrollment and call to the bar of 39 new lawyers in Accra. Gloria Anderson has more.
39 lawyers were enrolled into the Ghana Bar Association. The Attorney General Marietta Bru Apiaopong and President of the Ghana Bar Association moved the motion for the new lawyers to be enrolled after no opposition was raised to the motion for their acceptance. The Judicial Secretary then read the content of the certificates to the audience. The lawyers took an undertaking to abide by the precepts of the profession and always uphold the honor and dignity of the legal profession. The Chief Justice, Mrs. Justice Georgina Wood, stressed the need for the new lawyers to act in a professional manner while adhering to the code of conduct of the profession. She encouraged the lawyers to learn from their senior colleagues and work hard in any case they handle. Mrs. Justice Georgina Wood asked lawyers to contribute to the construction of a new law school at the University of Ghana, Legon, to address challenges facing the Ghana Law School. Three of the new lawyers were happy their hard work had paid off. They share with Radio Ghana the impact they wish to make in the legal profession.
Just as nature evolves, population is increasing, things are changing, technology is improving, so also the law evolves alongside to be able to address any problem, anything that comes with it. When it evolves, we evolve with it.
Well, being at the law school is not an easy task, but on my experience, it takes determination, it takes discipline. When you're able to combine determination and discipline, I think you're able to achieve whatever you want to achieve. For me to be enrolled today, I think that discipline and determination are the two main factors that has brought me so far. I'm humble, I'm happy. The kind of deprivation that my family went through, I'm a father, the kind of deprivation that my children went through, to me, I think today it is all over. Now, being a lawyer, my main focus is to use my professional service to ensure that those who are tried get justice through me.
Really can't find a word for it. You know, there's another word for excitement, happy, you name it, that is the word. But I'm overwhelmed. It's certainly not been easy. You know, sleepless night. Now we're here. It's not over, really. We're going through the work really starts after, actually from today, when you start working.
Those were some newly enrolled lawyers, and in that report by Gloria Anderson.
One of Ghana's prime game reserves, the Morley National Park, is said to be under serious threat from activities of illegal chainsaw operators within the catchment area. The situation reached a dangerous level after contractors working on the Fufu-Sudamongo-Sola Road were given concessions by the Forestry Commission to cut down trees that have been affected by the construction of the road. A patron of the Morley Park, Robert Bedu, has therefore waged a campaign against the situation and is challenging the officials in charge to find a solution to it as soon as possible. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Bedu asked the media and other interested parties to help in getting the authorities to take immediate action to address the issue.
Well, there's a lot of illegal taking of the trees from there, and because of that, there's also poaching of animals from there.
The Morley Park has existed for years. Why now chainsaw operators are, you know, invading the park?
Well, that's a good question. You know, there's a new road from Fufu, so I believe, to through Damongo Sola. And when they were starting the road, there were some trees that they had to remove in order to build the road. And so some people have taken advantage and are taking, continue cutting trees. What we need is to make sure people stop doing that.
How best can we resolve this issue?
Well, you are the media. We have to let, it seems like our government officials are not able to take care of it, or, you know, there's some local involvement. We need as a group to make sure we do something about it, you know. I'm just a private citizen. I can't go and arrest anyone there or stop it. That's why I'm talking to the media.
A patron of the Morley Park, Robert Bedu.
The Commission on Human Rights and Administrative Justice, SHRAJ, has initiated preliminary investigations into operations of the Savannah Accelerated Development Authority, SADA. A SHRAJ Deputy Commissioner, Joseph Witto, told the GNA that the Commission has progressively monitored and gathered information on SADA from the media and other sources, which are going through its transparency, corruption and conflict of interest assessments. He said SHRAJ reaction would be based on the outcome of the preliminary investigations. SHRAJ's reaction was prompted by calls by the Ghana Integrity Initiative for investigations into SADA's operations. Mr. Whittle explained that under the 1992 Constitution, SHRAJ is mandated to investigate all instances of suspected corruption and the misappropriation of public money by officials and to take appropriate steps, including reporting to the Attorney General and the Auditor General on the results from such investigations. He added that the Commission does not need a formal complaint if issues border on suspected corruption or misappropriation of public funds.
This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, and the major stories. IMF expresses confidence in Ghana's economy to achieve growth despite inflation pressures. Survey to determine and evaluate level of scarcity of critical skills in the economy advocated. Ghana Medical Association to meet tomorrow to consider an offer from government. Chief Justice decries creeping lack of civility in the legal profession. An international criminal court launches investigation into allegations that its staff sexually abuse victims of rape in DR Congo.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel, and more.
The bulletin continues. A five-member committee to investigate alleged corruption at the National Youth Employment Program, NYEP, now the Ghana Youth Employment and Entrepreneurship Development Agency, JIDA, has been inaugurated. They have been tasked to complete their work within 8 weeks and come up with practical recommendations. The five-member committee includes Ferdinand Goon, who is a chairman, lawyer, Amuzu as the secretary, the rest are Randolph Nso, an accountant, Kwame Edem Semanu, a key member, and Mike Gaba, the Public Services Commission. The Minister of Youth and Sports, Elvis Afiankra, who inaugurated the committee, spells out its terms of reference.
Government has decided to set up a ministerial impact assessment and review committee to inter alia help review the operations of GIDA and make recommendations on improving the long-term viability and sustainability of the program. In brief detail, the terms of reference of the committee will include to review the regulatory framework of GIDA, formerly NYEP, and how it has evolved to its current state, examining in detail the various models and partner programs, perform current state analysis of financial management, operation of bank accounts, procurement and contracting procedures, disbursements, human resource, and other management practices. 3. Review the capacity of persons entrusted with certain key responsibilities related to the mandate of the program. 4. Perform in-depth investigations of possible irregularities of crime and related financial losses and actions taken by management to recover possible embezzlement of money and other assets, as the case may be.
That was the Minister of Youth and Sports, Elvis Afiankra, who inaugurated the committee. The chairman of the committee, Ferdinand Gun, promised to execute the work diligently. Following recent reports of blood shortage at the various blood banks in the country, there has been a positive response to the call to donate blood. One of the organizations that has responded to the call is the National Service Personnel Association, NASPA. It has begun a nationwide blood donation exercise to support the National Blood Bank. The national president of the association, Tebiwu Obafos Awotri, called on the youth to place the interests of Ghana first in all their endeavors. He also urged them to embark on frequent blood donations because it is a national responsibility. Mr. Awotri made the call at a blood donation exercise organized by NASPA in Accra. Na Atresua and Reverend Father Blaise Atachi witnessed the exercise and filed this report.
The National Service Personnel Association, NASPA, in response to the distress call by the National Blood Bank and to fulfill a national responsibility, brought together its members from the Greater Accra region to donate blood to the Blood Bank. The National President of NASPA, Tebiwu Obafos Awotri, said the youth, being the backbone and role models of the country, should do well to donate blood to the Blood Bank. He stated that the donation was organized to encourage other youth groups to also embark on a similar exercise. He said the program will be organized regularly in the regions and urge the youth to see blood donation as a call to national duty.
So, as an association, that is a national responsibility, that we decide to take the first initiative by mobilizing our people and donating accordingly. We are serving the nation and we are the youth. We are the backbone of the nation. As such, we should be able to set or be role models for others to emulate us. So what we intend to do is, even through this medium, we would like to encourage other youth bodies to also embark on this exercise. We are starting with Greater Accra region. We hope the same thing will be reciprocated in Ashanti region and the Northern region as well.
In an address, the executive director of the National Service Scheme, Vincent Kwagbenu, who was the first to donate, commended the initiative of its service personnel. He noted that through the activities of the personnel, the scheme is able to evaluate the critical needs of the country. He called on other youth groups and the general public to emulate the efforts of NASPA. The Deputy Chief Blood Recruitment Officer of the Accra Area Blood Center, Samuel Nunu, said the nation's blood banks often face acute shortage of blood as blood donated is exhausted within 5 days.
There was a report filed by Na Atresua and Reverend Father Blaise Atachi.
Ghana's status as an oil-producing country has been given a further boost with the University of Professional Studies, UPS, in Accra being offered accreditation to offer courses leading to the award of Masters of Business Administration in Petroleum Accounting and Finance as from the 2013-2014 academic year. The school has also been given the green light by the National Accreditation Board to offer courses in Masters of Business Administration in Internal Auditing. The Vice Chancellor of the University, Professor Joshua Labi, announced this at a special congregation for the School of Graduate Studies of the University. We bring you more.
The School of Graduate Studies of the University of Professional Studies was until recently called School of Research and Graduate Studies. The role of the school is to facilitate, coordinate and appraise the conduct of graduate studies as well as research activities of students. This is the second batch of students to graduate from the school since its inception in 2009. 127 students graduated with master's award in various fields, including global leadership, business administration in accounting and finance, auditing, marketing and corporate governance. Professor Alabi is the Vice Chancellor of the University.
The university has also recently obtained accreditation for the mounting of the following programs in the 2013-14 academic year: Master of Business Administration in Petroleum Accounting and Finance and Master of Business Administration in Internal Auditing, the first of its kind in the country today. Yet, the accreditation process is almost complete for the introduction of Master of Science and Master of Business Administration in Total Quality Management. The development of another demand program vis-à-vis national demand aspirations are also on course for offering in the near future.
Professor Alabi touched on some of the achievements of the school.
The school has since its inception facilitated a number of research projects in partnership with local and international organizations. Some of these projects include the Department for International Development, DFID, funded project meant to conduct research focused on providing a managerial framework for traditional leaders with the aim of optimizing the benefits we derive from land resources in areas of Ghana where oil and gas have been discovered. The Internal Audit Agency of Ghana, with the support of the World Bank, also contracted the school to develop a curriculum towards training of internal auditors in Ghana.
Vice Chancellor of a University of Professional Studies, Joshua Labi.
Few cases of irregularities have been recorded at the ongoing WASI in the Bolgatanga municipality as examination entered its fourth day yesterday. We bring you details of activities at some of the centers visited.
At the Bolgatanga Technical Institute, where the Golden Step Foundation and the Rock Foundation Senior High Schools wrote their examination, there were no hitches. However, the chief supervisor, Isaac Atian, revealed that three students were caught with foreign materials as well as mobile phones at the center. He said names of the affected students have been submitted to WAEC authorities for the necessary action to be taken. At the Zamzi Senior High School, the chief supervisor, Anthony Adimazoya, expressed satisfaction with the students' comportment so far. He also mentioned that for the first time, they have been given metal detectors, which have aided with smooth invigilation. No irregularity was recorded at the Bolgatanga Girls Senior High. The chief supervisor, James Adapsa, also expressed satisfaction at the manner in which students have comported themselves so far. An invigilator at the center, Alex Ewura, was unhappy with the four CDs 50% paid to teachers for invigilating each paper. He called on the Ghana Education Service to increase it.
That was a news desk report.
And in the foreign front, Sudan and South Sudan have agreed to continue to dialogue to solve all outstanding conflicts between them. The two will normalize ties and start cross-border cooperation. South Sudan President Salva Kiir has accepted an invitation from Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir to visit Khartoum soon.
Former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak goes on trial today for the second time on charges of complicity in the murder of protests during the uprising that unseated him. Egypt's highest appeals court ordered a retrial in January after accepting appeals from both the defense and the prosecution. A new Russian-American crew arrived at the International Space Station after a fast-track trip from Earth under 6 hours. Live pictures from Russian television showed a NASA astronaut and two Russian cosmonauts opening the hatches of their Soyuz TMA spaceship and floating into the ISS to a warm welcome from the three incumbent crew. The astronauts are now expected to spend the next 5 months aboard the station after their hitch-free launch and docking, which slashed the usual travel time by about 45 hours. Spaceships normally orbited the Earth 30 times before docking with the space station, but with a new technique now employed by the Russian Space Agency, the Soyuz capsule only orbited the Earth 4 times before docking.
And the International Criminal Court has launched an investigation into claims that a former staff member sexually abused people he was employed to protect. The attacks are alleged to have taken place in the Democratic Republic of Congo against victims, witnesses and others who may have been in danger because of their interaction with the court. It is the first time an ICC employee has been accused of sexual abuse.
To end the news, the main points again. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has expressed confidence in Ghana's economy in spite of inflation pressures. The IMF has therefore projected a significant reduction in the country's fiscal deficit for this year, with overall growth rate of 8%. The Fair Wages and Salaries Commission has launched a survey to determine which professions qualify for market premium. Following a government white paper on the guideline for market premium, a profession must be both critical and scarce to qualify. After a series of negotiations, the GMA is expected to meet tomorrow to consider an offer made by government. Though the details of the new offer have not been disclosed, it is hoped that it will be attractive enough to convince the doctors to call off their strike. And an investigation has been launched into claims that a former staff of the International Criminal Court sexually abused people he was supposed to have protected. The attacks allegedly took place in DR Congo against victims, witnesses and others who may have been in danger because of the interactions with the court. And that ends the news presented by Barbara Yakubu
and Eugenia Asumedu Sechi in Accra.